Army Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation. Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs. Hey, y'all, are you a chicken fried steak fan? You're going to want to stop over at Black Bear Diner, where they've just introduced four new ways to love your favorite. Try the kitchen sink omelet, three eggs loaded with veggies, chicken fried steak, cheese, and country gravy. Or a new take on a crispy sandwich, crispy or spicy, piled high with goodies, and crispy chicken fried steak. If pasta's your game, they've got you covered with smooth fettuccine alfredo topped with chicken fried steak. Now serving for a limited time, Black Bear Diner.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, it's Labor Day weekend, and you're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown, which proves to me that you're the smart group. Yeah, you're the smart group. So here's what I want you to do. Here are the logistics for the program. It's pretty easy. We make it pretty easy for everybody. You goobers just need to text the word Mike and your message to this number, 33103. Just text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Tell me your comment, your question, whatever it might be. You can go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, which is our webpage, The Weekend with Michael Brown. There you can find all the social media. You can follow me on Twitter and Facebook. And on Facebook, we have a little group that you can join, Michael Brown Unplugged. And you can download the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. It's magical. Wherever you get your podcast, just search for The Weekend with Michael Brown, and you can download it there. So just a potpourri for the last hour of the program this weekend. And I'm going to start out with, I want to go back to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Kareem Jean-Pierre. She's the White House spokesperson. You know, I've known four or five White House press secretaries, and some of them have been better than others. But I honestly, I truly do. I know I'm laughing, but I feel sorry for her because I just, you know, sometimes you know people at work that are just, they're just out of their league. The requirements of the job are just beyond their capabilities of handling the job. And I think that's the case with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So to get an idea of just the general level of incompetence, I want you to listen to her talking about job creation. Because now she's looking down at her notes. So I don't know whether she just can't read her notes. Like, you know, sometimes I scribble stuff and I come back a day or two later and I just can't read what I wrote. I don't know whether that's what she's doing or whether she really is just not there.
So, as you know, the good news is in August, the economy created 315,000 jobs, which is important. We have created nearly 10,000 million jobs since President Biden took office.
We have created nearly 10,000 million jobs since President Biden took office. Now, all I can tell you is she's looking down at her notes when she says that. Come on, so please.
So, as you know, the good news is in August, the economy created 315,000 jobs, which is important. We have created nearly 10,000 million jobs since President Biden took office, which is the fastest job growth in history. So you're asking me, where's the success? Here it is. Wait, let me finish. Wait, hold on.
10,000 million jobs. I just want you to remember, she appears to be reading this remarkable figure from her notes, and that she gives no indication of being aware that she has said anything that is just completely outrageous. Yeah. I'm sorry. I just can't get enough of her. She's just pure entertainment. Now, let's just go through a bunch of stuff I want to go through. There's no rhyme or reason to this. So you're going to have to follow along as best you can. All right. Because here we go. You know, sometimes the dumbassery that exists in our society just reduces science to nothing more than propaganda that we can hope is just too stupid to do really much damage. Other times, the the dumbasses among us attempt to apply science, or at least something vaguely like science, for nefarious purposes. Now, what really, truly bothers me about science in the 21st century is that science has become politicized. It's become politicized because too many scientists, and if you're a scientist and this doesn't apply to you, well, then you can text me and tell me it doesn't apply to you. But too many scientists, they chase the almighty dollar so much that when they finally get that grant that they want, they get a $5 million grant to study, I don't know, the sex habits of rats. Well, they're going to come up with some wild-ass theory about the sex habit of rats so that they can get another $5 million grant. This story comes from Science Daily. Short animations giving viewers a taste of the tactics behind misinformation can help to inoculate. They actually use the word inoculate. Short animations giving viewers a taste of the tactics behind misinformation can help to inoculate people against harmful content on social media when deployed in YouTube's advert slot, according to this major online experiment led by the University of Cambridge. Now, the advert slot is that little slot where, you know, across the bottom where there might be little advertisements, or where you see, you know, over here you can skip the ad in 3 seconds or 5 seconds. Yes, misinformation and disinformation are actually, in my opinion, euphemisms for thought crimes, because researchers behind the Inoculation Science Project compare it to a vaccine. By giving people a microdose of misinformation in advance, it'll help prevent you from falling for it in the future. This is what psychologists call inoculation theory. So if you feed me a little bit of misinformation right now, that will inoculate me against misinformation in the future. Isn't that fantastic? Sander van der Linden, who leads Cambridge's social decision-making lab, has boasted that this tactic to pre-bunk, that's the word they use, pre-bunk misinformation through psychological inoculation can be scaled gigantically to influence millions of users. I don't know. I guess we're supposed to be led to believe that the intent is not to impose a particular political viewpoint. I mean, if this were true, nobody would ever use it for that reason, right? Huh? Well, of course they would. They would only use it to protect the public from being manipulated, right? Because nobody would ever misuse this. We live in such an Orwellian world, it's just mind-boggling to me. Then we're told this. Listen to this. Google, which is YouTube's parent company, is already using the findings from this study. At the end of August, Jigsaw will roll out a pre-bunking campaign across several platforms. Now, listen to where they're going to roll it out. Poland, Slovakia, and the Czech Republic. Because they want to get ahead of emerging disinformation related to Ukrainian refugees. They say that this particular campaign is designed to build resilience to harmful anti-refugee narratives, and they're going to do this in partnership with local non-government organizations, local fact-checkers, academics, and disinformation experts. I want to be a disinformation expert. In other words, here's the bottom line of what they're trying to do. They want to protect people from manipulation by manipulating them into putting up less resistance to being overwhelmed by refugees, because that's what's happening in those countries. Right now, if you look at what's going on in Poland, Slovakia, and the Czech Republic, they are being overrun by these Ukrainian refugees trying to escape this Russian onslaught. So now Google's decided that we can change people's attitudes by feeding this disinformation to them in tiny bits, and then saying this is showing them how this is disinformation and now how you're going to be inoculated against disinformation so we can, well, just to put it in the vernacular, we can manipulate your thought process so that you will not think badly about the fact your country's being overwhelmed by refugees. I think we ought to do this here. Yes, we have upwards of 3 million illegal aliens coming into this country, and really horrible human beings like me think that we ought to stop them from doing it. Like, I think I truly believe that we cannot take on every poor person in the world who wants to come here, let alone the 3 million that are coming here during the Biden administration. We can't house them. We can't feed them. We can't educate them. We can't take care of them. We cannot, and I'm not anti-immigration. I think that we ought to have an immigration system that methodically and by a certain number allows a certain number of people to come into this country every year, whether we need people to do manual labor or we need scientists or we need doctors or we need, well, lawyers. Maybe we need lawyers coming in. Oh, my God, no, please, no. But whatever we might need, we ought to control that through immigration. So I'm all for using this tactic on the southern border. Let's just manipulate Americans into thinking that all of these people coming here, where they're just destroying, because think about how it overwhelms cities in Texas. Think about that. Suddenly you've got an extra, I don't care, if you live in small town America, if you live in rural America, and you live in a town of 25,000 people, or 10,000 people, and suddenly there's an extra 5,000 people in your city, in your town. Who's going to educate those kids? And what's going to happen to that classroom? Who's going to feed those people? Who's going to house those people? So, yeah, I'm all for this manipulation expert, this misinformation inoculation. We just need to be taught that, hey, yeah, we can handle it, we can do it, and just let them all come in, however many you want. Remember I said in the last hour that democracies never last and that democracy is not what America is? Let me explain that further. It's the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me on this Labor Day weekend. Simply text the word Mike and your message to this number, 33103, or go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Follow me on social media. Hang tight. Democracy coming up next.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-357-6499. 800-357-6499. 800-357-6499.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Fall semester classes begin August 15th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to the Give with Michael Brown. I'm really glad to have you with me. If you have comments, questions, whatever, you just text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. If you've texted me for the first time, you'll get an automatic reply back. That only happens about once a week, so don't worry about that. And I want you to know that in that automatic reply, it says that we read, meaning I read, every single text message. So I do. I'm constantly looking at the text messages because I know that some people listen to this program at different times. You time shift it. You listen to the podcast or whatever. And so you can send the text to me anytime you want because this number is exclusive to us and I read through them all the time. So let's get back. And I know this is a bugaboo. And those of you who listen to me in Denver know that this is a bugaboo. So you new goobers that are listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown for the first time, just get used to this, because every opportunity I really try to explain this, that America is not a democracy. And when Democrats, or for that matter, when anybody says that we are a democracy, but particularly with Democrats, they're talking about Democrat rule. The word democracy by itself refers to mob rule. So fortunately, we are not a democracy. Otherwise, this country would not have been stable enough to preserve the Constitution from one century to the next, or preserve it after the Civil War, or preserve it after any major upheaval in this country. You know, there's an old saying that goes like this: democracy is like two wolves and a lamb voting on what to eat for lunch. A republic is a well-armed lamb contesting the vote. Think about that. Democracy is like two wolves and a lamb voting on what to eat for lunch. Well, the lamb's always going to lose. The wolves want to eat the lamb. Where a republic is a well-armed lamb that's going to contest the vote. The founding fathers of this country adamantly opposed democracy as a system of government. John Adams said this: democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes, exhausts, and just murders itself. There never was a democracy yet that did not commit suicide. John Adams was exactly right. Over at the Daily Signal, they had an article that was talking about this, and they wrote this. The founders were explicit about their views on democracy, and for that reason, they looked hard and found solutions that led to what we now call a constitutional republic. This makes it all the more obscene that during Biden's speech last Thursday, his attack on American patriots at Independence Hall, where both the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence were debated and adopted, Democrats in general oppose our constitutional republic in favor of mob rule because they are confident that they can manipulate the herd, the useful idiots, through their control of the media. That gets back to what I call the cabal, this unholy alliance between big tech, the dominant media, and the ruling elite. I want to be careful here because I want to, not careful, I want to be very specific here. The ruling elite doesn't refer to just Democrats. The ruling elite also refers to those Republicans who indeed want to destroy this republic by fiscally drowning us, by adopting rules and by allowing the administrative state to just regulate everything out of existence. Basking in that satanic red light that, by the way, during one of the breaks, before I get to the red light that Biden gave a speech in, I found some B-roll, pre-roll, before Biden walked to the podium. You know, if you've ever been in a TV studio, they'll do a white balance check. So somebody will walk up to you, and they'll put a white sheet of paper in front of you so that the cameraman can check the white balance. Well, the White House advance team and all the people that were in charge of the audiovisual for that speech Thursday night, they were rolling the tape as they were doing the sound check and everything, and sure enough, somebody walked to the podium, held up a white sheet of paper, they checked the white balance, they panned the cameras out, and there was the bright, I should say bright yet dark red, and there were two people standing where the Marines were going to stand. They knew in advance what this was going to look like. They knew exactly what it was like. So when you think about that speech, with those military figures posing ominously behind the president, Biden used the word democracy. I did a word count. He used the word democracy 31 times during that diatribe, as if it were some magic word that's going to ward off liberty and grants absolute power to whoever comes out on top in an election. Well, I think that conservatives / libertarians, constitutionalists, I think we have our own magic wand. And you know what it is? It's the U.S. Constitution. Those are the guardrails that will preserve this republic if we will just simply adhere to those guardrails. That is all that we have to do. Coming up next, Carrie Lake, who is running for governor in Arizona, said something that you've got to hear. This is how a politician needs to deal with the media. That's coming up next. Text the word Mike to 33103. I'll be right back.
Banks are increasing their gold reserve due to increasing global financial crisis concerns. Billionaires like Ray Dalio to giant fund management companies like Goldman Sachs are turning to physical assets like gold. And that's not surprising. Historically, gold's biggest rally happened after the biggest recessions in history. In fact, after the 2007-2009 recession, gold prices jumped 50.6%. Wealth of entire countries are being protected by gold. Wealth of billionaires are being protected by gold. Everyone who knows is using gold to keep their billions safe. And Noble Gold Investments can help you protect your own wealth, too. With gold, it'll take you no more than 5 minutes to set up an account. Noble Gold specializes in storing the value of your wealth through gold IRAs, so they're the natural choice. And they're giving away a beautiful 1/10-ounce gold American Eagle coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k this month. Do something different. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Whether you're squeezing in that last-minute summer vacation, taking the kids back to school shopping, or even back to school, don't forget to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons, get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to another state with no more homeless pets.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
While temperatures are heating up outside, cool down as you stroll through Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. If you're searching for a unique gift for a wedding, anniversary, or special occasion, Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, they have exactly what you're looking for. They have tumblers, goblets, plates, teacups, and saucers, silverware, jewelry, and jewelry boxes, necklaces, earrings, elegant pins, rings, cufflinks, and more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. During the Big Cottonwood Cruise on Friday, September 9th, enjoy a barbecue fundraiser for the museum. It's 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Old Cottonwood Firehouse on Brush Street. Then enjoy the car show on Saturday the 10th. And come to the pancake breakfast at 6 a.m., followed by the barbecue right up to 8 p.m. Support the Cottonwood community and the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. And thanks for your support.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike to 33103, Mike or Michael. Text your text my name and whatever message is. I was just reading through text messages just now. You can go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com where you can follow me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. All of those are right there on The Weekend with Michael Brown. You can download the podcast wherever you get podcasts by simply searching for The Weekend with Michael Brown. So I've often tried to explain that politicians, and for that matter, just people in general, all of us, fall into this trap of we're having a conversation with someone, and we get asked a question. And rather than listen to the question, you immediately buy into the premise of the question, and therefore you've already boxed yourself in to what your answer can be because you've limited yourself to what the premise is that someone asks you about, whatever it might be. It can be anything, non-political. It can be in a personal relationship. It can be in a business relationship, anywhere it might be. And this is why I think people oftentimes fail to realize how vital being an active listener is. Because when you're an active listener, I've seen too many people, talking heads on television, where they're interviewing a politician or you know, some celebrity. And because they're not listening, the celebrity or the politician or whoever it might be says something that as I'm sitting there listening to it. Now, I know that when you're sitting in a TV studio or radio studio, you got your headset on, you've got your IFB on, people are talking to in your ear, but you've got to listen to the person you're interviewing. On Fridays on my local program in Denver, I do something called the CEO Spotlight, in which I interview CEOs from around the state about what they're doing in the state. And I try to listen because occasionally those CEOs will say something that takes the interview in an entirely different direction that if I wasn't listening, I wouldn't hear it, and I'd be sticking to my notes. And I maybe miss something that was 100% more interesting than what was in my notes. There is a fantastic example of that with Carrie Lake. She's a former reporter. She's a former news anchor in Phoenix. I think she was the one on the Fox affiliate, but don't hold me to that. She's running for governor in Arizona. She's in a hard-fought battle to win this race, and she's at a rally. And she gives what I think is one of the best answers to the media's just obsession with the 2020 election results and whether or not you believe the results, you don't believe the results, you think that Biden stole the election. I mean, you know, there's all these iterations of this question about the 2020 election. I want you to listen to this answer because every politician you know should learn to answer questions this way.
So you feel like Joe Biden is dividing the country, but do you feel like Donald Trump is doing the same by falsely telling people that he won that election when he lost it?
Now, before she answers, the question was hard to hear, but the reporter at this rally was asking something to the effect that, you know, Joe Biden claims that, you know, all these allegations about stealing the election and everything else, it's the stereotypical question about the 2020 election results. What's the reporter doing? The reporter is trying to trap her into saying something to the effect that she believes the 2020 election was stolen. But listen to what she says instead.
The country. Questioning an election where there are obviously problems is dividing the country. Since when can we not ask questions about our elections? As a journalist for many years, I was a journalist after 2016, and I distinctly remember many people just like you asking a lot of questions about the 2016 election results. And nobody tried to shut you up. Nobody tried to tell Hillary Clinton to shut up. Nobody tried to tell Kamala Harris when she was questioning the legitimacy of these electronic voting machines to stop. We have freedom of speech in this country, and you of all people should appreciate that. You're supposedly a journalist. You should appreciate that. So I don't see how asking questions about an election where there are many problems is dividing a country. What I do see dividing a country is shutting people down, censoring people, canceling people, trying to destroy people's lives when they do ask questions. Last I heard, we still have the Constitution. It's hanging by a thread, thanks to some of the work some people in this area have done. But we're going to save that Constitution, and we're going to bring back freedom of speech. And maybe someday you'll thank us for that.
I love that. And maybe someday, she says to the reporter, maybe someday you'll thank us for this. Because what that reporter does not realize is that this cancel culture and this censorship, if you understand how revolutions go, will eventually come for him. Because revolutionaries know that in order to make your revolution a success, you have to control the media. Why do you think when Che Guevara and Fidel Castro when they succeed in the revolution in Cuba, why do you think the first thing they did was they got rid of the private media and instilled state-sanctioned media? Why do you think they have state-sanctioned media in communist China? Same thing in Russia, because they have to control the media in order for them to win. And that will eventually happen to him. Let's go back for just a moment, because I think I'm crazy, but I want you to hear more of this 10-minute, I'm not going to play 10 minutes, I'm a snippet of it, of 10 minutes denying the election results in 2016. It's not so much the fact that they're denying the 2016 election results as it is that when you listen to them, no one is saying, well, you're crazy. No one is saying, well, you can't talk about that. Because the media is in cahoots with them and their denials. If I can get it to play. Once again, let me pull it up and get it to play this way.
The court has been thwarting formation of the popular will. The most spectacular example being Bush versus Gore, where the majority by a 5-4 vote enjoined the counting of more than 100,000 ballots in Florida and essentially gave America its first court-appointed president.
I think in 2000, everybody thought, well, he did win the election, Al Gore.
After the election, when you stole the election, you came back here and said, get over it. No, we're not going to get over it.
You know it, I know it, they know it. We won that election.
Constantly shifting vote tallies in Ohio and malfunctioning electronic machines, which may not have paper receipts, have led to additional loss of confidence by the public.
The right to vote has been stolen from qualified voters.
In 2004, the democratic process was thwarted.
The 2004 presidential election in Ohio was riddled with unnecessary problems.
Some machines malfunctioned, causing votes to be counted more than once, or not at all.
Based upon an inordinate number of allegations suggesting gross voting rights violations and misconduct, I join with my colleagues in objecting to counting the state of Ohio's electoral votes.
As in 2000, the votes of many who wanted to vote were not, in fact, counted.
This last Friday night, I arranged to meet Senator Kerry at a fundraiser to give him a copy of my book. He told me he now thinks the election was stolen.
You know what?
This just goes on and on and on. Every single election has fraud. What we have to do, what we must do, is return integrity to this election process. And it's time to do that by simply going back to paper ballots. Yeah. Now, we can do it and not have the hanging chads, if you remember that from the 2000 Bush v. Gore election in Florida. But it's time to get rid of the mail-in ballots. It's time to go back to legitimate absentee ballots, where if you have a grandmother that wants to vote but she's in a nursing home, yes, she ought to be able to request an absentee ballot and get one. But this blanket mailing out of ballots to everyone is insanity. Utter insanity. It's just inviting fraud. And the voting machines, the electronic voting machines, look, how many of you have gotten emails from some company or a credit bureau or who God knows what that says, we regret to inform you that our database was hacked into and your confidential and personal information may have been stolen. Well, if it can happen to private companies that have a vested interest in securing the data of their customers, and they can't do that, what makes you think a local county clerk can do it in Timbuktu County in some rural area of this country? For that matter, a big city county clerk in, I don't care, Los Angeles, Chicago, Houston, Denver, wherever it might be. It doesn't make any difference. We've got to go back to the basics and eliminate this questioning of every single time we have an election. Because we've got, it's almost cancerous. We have ourselves delegitimized our own elections. So that everybody on both sides of the aisle is constantly questioning, was this election valid or was it not valid? We can hear stories. All the media has to do is find one instance of fraud, and we immediately question the entire election. So as we enter, I know nothing will be done, but as we, right now, but as we enter this election season, post-Labor Day, you ought to start asking candidates, do you agree that we ought to go back to the basics of people showing up at a poll, filling out a ballot, having that ballot counted by a machine, because I filled in a little marker, and having a paper receipt and keeping those ballots, so if we need to, we can run those ballots through again. So that Dominion or anybody else with any sort of electronic voting machine has no chance in hell of being hacked. It's time we do that. You know it, and I know it. It's the only way to get rid of this constant, incessant argument about elections. It's got to change. We all know that it has to change. And the time to do that is now when we have an election coming up. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103. 33103. Go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letter, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-357-6499. 800-357-6499. 800-357-6499.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
For years, the Reading Rancheria has given back to our community. Friday, September 9th marks the 20th anniversary of the Reading Rancheria Community Fund. Since its inception, the fund has granted approximately $3.8 million in support of our community. This year, we will be celebrating 66 organizations that we have been able to help, with an evening surprise gift of $10,000. All proceeds from this event benefit the Reading Rancheria Community Fund, helping us to continue the cycle of giving. The 20th anniversary Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner is brought to you by this station and proud sponsors.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? They have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale. And they are drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Gold Leaf Nursery and Landscaping since 1975. Open Wednesday through Saturday. Come in now to pick out your favorite color of crepe myrtles. Gold Leaf Nursery, located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome back to the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike 33103, Mike or Michael, to 33103. Just text that word, Mike or Michael, and your message to 33103. Go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Let's go back to the Biden speech one more time, because I want to do another compare and contrast with what he said on Thursday versus what he said on Friday. And also compare what he said on Thursday to what Democrats have said in the past. One of the things that he said, now, I know I just kind of lectured everybody about the word democracy, but here's a clip where he uses the word democracy. Ignore that for a moment and listen to him explain in his words why he thinks the democracy, that a democracy would work.
American democracy only works only if we choose to respect the rule of law and the institutions that were set up in this chamber behind me.
Now, interesting. American democracy only works if we respect the rule of law and we follow the guardrails that were set up on those documents that were formulated in this building behind me, he says, which is Independence Hall, where both the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution were written and signed. So it only works if we respect the rule of law. Huh. That's interesting, because when he goes on to say, I do think anyone who calls for the use of violence and refuses to acknowledge an election has been won, that is a threat to the to democracy. Okay, roll the tape.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
Biggest terror threat in this country is white men
Most of them radicalized right up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if he lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look, as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
I have thought.
Kind of interesting, isn't it? They're more than willing to call for violence when it's the violence they want. This is the hypocrisy that just simply knows no bounds. This is the hypocrisy that we somehow have to just sit back and accept. No, I refuse to do so. As long as you and I maintain civility, win at the ballot box, do what we're supposed to do within those guardrails, the country can survive. But it also means that on our side of the political spectrum, those of us who are on the so-called, in the so-called Republican coalition, are going to have to demand, as we enter this final 66-day race toward the midterm elections on November 8th, that if we do win either the House or the Senate or both, that it's not just about holding hearings, which is what Republicans tend to do. And, and Democrats do it too. But both sides of the aisle, they all want to hold hearings because it's a media spectacle. It draws in eyeballs. It draws in clickbait. It gets people riled up. But if hearings held by Republicans, as I expect them to do if they take over the House or the Senate or both, I want people held accountable. Is that too much to ask? Is it simply too much to ask that if indeed you hold a hearing and you find that somebody lied to the FBI, or that the FBI lied about something, or lied to Congress about something, or if you find more information about Hunter Biden and that this president is somehow compromised by his relationship with communists in China, do something. Our motto for this election ought to be simply, we want something done. That it's no longer good enough to win and then say, oh, look, we're going to hold a hearing. There has to be accountability. If there is no accountability and we win all of the elections for the foreseeable future, what happens? Nothing changes. Nothing changes at all. It's the same with your kid. If your kid continues to do the same things over and over again that you think are wrong, and you don't correct that child or hold that child accountable, the child will continue to do exactly the same thing over and over and over. We're the parents. The politicians are our children. Let's start acting like parents. Have a great Labor Day weekend. I'll talk to you again next Saturday.
Central banks are increasing their gold reserve due to increasing global financial crisis concerns. Billionaires like Ray Dalio to giant fund management companies like Goldman Sachs are turning to physical assets like gold. And that's not surprising. Historically, gold's biggest rally happened after the biggest recessions in history. In fact, after the 2007-2009 recession, gold prices jumped 50.6%. Wealth of entire countries are being protected by gold. Wealth of billionaires are being protected by gold. Everyone who knows is using gold to keep their billions safe. life. And Noble Gold Investments can help you protect your own wealth too, with gold. It'll take you no more than 5 minutes to set up an account. Noble Gold specializes in storing the value of your wealth through gold IRAs, so they're the natural choice. And they're giving away a beautiful 1/10 ounce gold American Eagle coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k this month. Do something different. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.